I'm going live. 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bamskis. Oh, no. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Sound effect. What's up to the first live broadcast of the WWE Family Podcast? This is Yuck Nasty. Yuck Nasty. Yuck Nasty on the Twitter. Yes, sir. This is us. Me. And I just had somebody sit next to me. Hey, what's your name, boy? You hear yourself?
No, I can't hear.
All right, here we go. What's your name, boy? We got Iron Man Isaac, my son. Yuck. I always called you Yuck. Ike. Holy moly. I'm Yuck. He's Ike. I'm just too amped from Raw tonight. It was a good Raw. Hey, thank you everybody for coming in live. If you're listening to us right now, you can log on or call us actually at 920-785-0083. Now, once again, that's 920-785-0083. And get in on the conversation. Get in and talk some junk with us. I am super amped. Super pumped. I mean, I was going bananas last night. But tonight, after the end of Raw, I am, woo! How can I say it? It's going to be a... Yeah, excited. Let me hear you again.
Excited.
Let me hear you again.
Excited.
Why aren't we getting your voice? Man, you got to stop turning that mic off. Excited. Excited. What's up, Ike Nasty? How you feeling?
Good.
Yeah. We actually was at my buddy Dogger Baby's house tonight, and we turned his kids on to Raw for the first time. We had his little baby going, yes, 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 and put his fingers in the air. And what else was he saying?
Money.
Yeah, you say millions of dollars, millions of dollars, millions of dollars. You had dirty diapers flashing their hands around, screaming millions of dollars at the Dogger Baby's family's house tonight. So I'm pretty excited. This is the first time we're doing this live. I am amped up. I'm more on 10 than normal, but I am a pretty much a freaked out boy. But let's get into it, man. What? Did you see the end of Raw, Isaac?
No, the only part I saw was at the end, because I fell asleep. At the end, I saw everybody out there, and I saw Triple H talking all that, and I fell asleep.
Yeah, so he was
saw the Shield protecting him.
I know, right? He said, hey, Shield guys. He said something like, hey, Shield guys, let Daniel through. But I know he said,
wait, Daniel came by?
Yeah, Daniel came in the ring, or I don't even know if he got in the ring. I know the Shield just beat the crap out of him outside the ring. And even after Triple A said, hey, Shield guys, let Daniel through, he said, play your music, play the music, yeah, we'll make you feel at home. Yeah, he was taunting him. He was. It was crazy.
Did he get fired?
No, he didn't get fired. You know, Stephanie didn't fire. I'm telling you. So The Shield was at the end of the ring, right?
Yes.
Triple H, Vince, and his daughter, Stephanie, were in the ring.
Yeah, I know.
Stephanie was looking good tonight, being all evil. I thought so. Anyways.
She was about to slap Dan Bryan in the beginning.
You thought she was going to, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. That would have been funny. Daniel Bryan would have took that slap. All over that beard. Yeah, so anyways, all right, so the Shield was outside the ring. Triple H was in there saying, I did this for the company. I'm the game. I did this for your future, their future, and everybody, blah, 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 right? That's
yeah.
what he was doing. So then he said, come on, Daniel Bryan. We know you're in the arena. Come out to the ring. Play his music. Feel at home. Hey, Shield guys, do what I just said before. And Daniel Bryan came out. He didn't come out the normal way. He came through the side. Okay? He got on the ramp. He came down.
Because he knows he was probably going to get beaten.
Well, all them other wrestlers were. I think they were on. The way Triple H came out and looked at all the other superstars up there, he looked like they didn't like him. They thought he was in the wrong.
He was. Randy Orton should have never got that the wrong way. He should have got in, gave him that, and then they should have had a match.
Yeah.
Not just took down and then pin. That's kind of ridiculous.
He gets an automatic rematch for the belt. So I'm assuming that will be next Monday on Raw. I love it. I honestly, as a fan, and this is a fan podcast, I like the way things are going. I like the way it ended up. We all know Daniel Bryan should be the man, okay? Shout out to I Love Teddy Tots and Written Consent on Twitter. They both told me a year ago Daniel Bryan should be the face of the company, and he will be, and they were proven right. Wanted to give that love to them. Follow them on the Twitter. They're some cool guys. Anyways, so we all know Daniel Bryan should be there. Okay? So now, they took Daniel Bryan's hype, extended it more, but put a new twist on it by turning Triple H a heel. Because Triple H, up until now, he was, oh, I think Vince is doing things wrong. I think Vince is doing things wrong. Stephanie, blah, blah, blah. I know you seen him there with our kids and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now all of a sudden he's with the corporation, right? We thought Triple H was going to be the good guy and go against Vince. That would have been a good storyline too.
No, but him and this, a match. Father versus son match.
That would have been hot.
That would have been cool. Two people that are awesome wrestlers.
Yeah, Vince a big muscle man, huh?
Triple H does a lot of print when he did a lot of prints back then.
Hey, honestly, how they twisted the story is very awesome. I love what they did. I'm gonna say I love it. Because all it does is extend Daniel Bryan's popularity.
So if you know something really weird about him,
what's that?
Stone Cold didn't come out. That's surprising.
I know. They were kind of trying to play him off. At first, I thought they were going to do Daniel Bryan how they did Stone Cold back in the day, because they tried to change him into the corporation, title holder, right, champion. And then he came out with his suit on and his hat. Remember Stone Cold? And Vince McMahon was like, what's up with the Gucci shoes? Where the Gucci shoes? And that's when Stone Cold ripped all this stuff off and gave him the thing. What's his maneuver? Stone Cold Stunner. He gave Vince McMahon a stunner. I thought they were going to do the same thing with Brian.
I didn't mean like that. I mean like because Vince McMahon's like saying Dan Bryan's not good, turning
exactly.
him all into the bad hero.
Exactly.
That's why I'm surprised he didn't just come in.
Yeah.
And just take them down.
Yeah.
That would have been so funny.
It would have been cool if them Shield guys would have not gotten away, but I don't know. I love the way they're going with this twist. I just can't get enough. I am super psyched. I think SummerSlam was awesome last night.
Not really.
Hey, no, it was, Mr. I fell asleep through most of it.
Hey,
Mr. I fell asleep through a live Raw broadcasting in the stands. This boy right next to me when it was here in Green Bay, what, 2 weeks ago?
Sorry.
Yeah, he fell asleep.
At the end where the Shields were fighting. What's so good about the Shield fighting?
I don't know, but tonight was awesome. If anybody out there is listening, you want to call in, you want to join in, 920-785-0083, or we are on Skype under the WWE family. So if you want to get on, you want to talk about some junk. I know this is a spontaneous podcast, live broadcast. So I hope we can get somebody in there. There were some people on here. One dude said he wanted to hear you, Isaac. He said, I can't wait to talk to Iron Man Isaac. And then there's some other people that were talking. Exactly. We are broadcasting live. We are on Ustream. This is the very, very first time that we're doing this. We are recording this also, and it will be put on our RSS stream. That's through Podomatic and Feedburner right now.
If you're not listening.
Exactly. Keep it going. Yeah. All right. Well, then.
What are we supposed to talk about?
I don't know.
Nothing interesting happened on Raw besides the ending.
Everything interesting happened on Raw. Hey, the Shield beat up Dolph and they beat up Big Show. They're really trying to make the Shield as some hardcore.
No, they're not.
Threesome.
They did that because they were acting crazy to the McMahon family.
Exactly.
That's what happened both. That's what's kind of stupid. I'm surprised it didn't happen to Daniel Bryan because he was making fun of Stephanie McMahon.
Look at this. We're looking at this. I got a screensaver of Daniel Bryan. Actually, it's on the back of the WWE family Twitter.
It's
Loki. Look at
it's Loki.
Yeah, and that's Loki Daniel Bryan as Loki, right?
Daniel Bryan is Loki. Hulk as Brock Lesnar.
Dang, what are we doing?
Nothing.
This crashes.
Just fine, just box.
And CM Punk is, of course, Wolverine. The indestructible Wolverine.
Show me.
That proved tonight that, man, did you see him come out limping?
I
know you did.
I went to see that match that they had.
Which one?
Him and Kurt Axel.
Yeah,
I want to see if he got his hands on Heyman.
Yeah, I was reading on Twitter.
I bet he didn't because I bet Brock Lesnar came out.
So what do you think about Brock winning the match against CM Punk last night? What do you think about that?
I think that's kind of fine. I don't really care. It's just CM Punk
fans. You don't really care?
Just listen.
All right, my bad. I'm kidding. I'm only kidding. Go ahead.
That's what I was going to say now. You talk.
All right. Well, yeah. We knew CM Punk was going to get thrown around.
I knew he was going to get hurt.
Man, that boy got tossed around.
So he put up a good fight.
Man, it would look like Brock Lesnar was out there kicking a dang SEPA around. Or a hacky sack. You know?
Yeah.
Man. He was tossing him around like it was nothing.
So that was a good match.
It's okay.
Just stop that. I just had it.
Go ahead. Try again. Like, blame it on me. I'm going to keep going then.
Yeah.
All right. So
your turn.
He was getting tossed around. And then no matter what, Brock got beat up. And
I'm surprised Paul Heyman came into it. I was psyched when I saw him just run in and just push him off.
Man, when he nailed him when he was pinning him.
Yes, I would have thought Punk would have got up and did finish him with Brock Lesnar one more time, and then took him out.
Paul Heyman, the Walrus, he has enough flubber underneath his chin to feed a whole Eskimo community throughout the whole month of January. All right, you feel what I'm talking about, Paul Heyman?
This is not getting the corner.
Yeah, I know, but we're getting wild, we're getting crazy, Paul Heyman.
I'm not.
Hey, that boy is the Walrus, right?
Yeah.
And he's a slimy little bugger, right?
Yeah.
And he got in there, he nailed CM Punk last night at SummerSlam.
Speaking of slimy.
When he was pinning him, what?
Speaking of slimy.
Triple H?
When you and me were jet skiing.
Oh, yeah, today?
At the bay, and I had my mouth open trying to dry my mouth. I got some slobber on me.
You got some slobber?
Like, it just flew back and just hit me. I thought it was bird poop.
It was just water. It was water from the bay. Yeah, we went on a jet ski today on the bay. It was pretty fun.
No, it was my spit that got on me because I was holding my mouth open like.
Hey, there's a little island out there. What do we call it?
Bird poop island.
Bird poop island because there's like thousands of seagulls.
And sand.
On that island.
We discovered sand.
We were going on the bay. And all of a sudden we were going and we couldn't go no more. We all slammed to the front because we rode up on sand. All of a sudden in the middle of the whole Lake Michigan, there's sand.
There was a lot of waves. I was surprised.
Yeah, it was choppy out there.
You and me could have never made those waves. And seeing all those boats, they could have made those all those big waves.
Yeah.
They must have had like something happening later on in the morning. That's why.
Man, they probably had Paul Heyman's blubber. they made it into oil, and that's how they did it. Anyways, that's stupid. All right, here we go. Back to SummerSlam. Back to WWE.
Back to a movie which what's his name?
What are you talking about?
Brodus Clay's in. He's a bad guy.
Oh, yeah,
in the
you
movie.
Saw the commercials for the new movie with Brodus in it, yeah. That's a lot of people have been tweeting out on Twitter that
that's probably gonna be a
Kane
good movie.
Is going to go do See No Evil 2 now that he got drugged away by the Wyatt family. What do you think about that match last night? I actually think...
I
ask him what he thinks, and then I tell him what I think. I'm going to cut him off for a second. Here we go. This is what I think. I think Kane is going to become one of the Wyatts. He's going to be taken in. He's going to transform. He's going to follow the buzzards. He's going to sing about moths and mosquitoes in his mouth and whatever else they're talking about on their theme song, right? I ain't even going to try singing. I don't even know the melody. But anyways, I think that's what's going to happen. I think Kane is going to turn heel and become one of those sheep guys and follow the buzzards with the Wyatts and the lantern in the chair. He's going to sit on Bray Wyatt's lap in the chair, and they're going to rock back and forth. What do you think about that? Yeah, look at it. If anybody can see the way he's looking at me right now. All right, what do you think about Kane? Do you think he's going to turn heel?
Why would you just say that? Why?
Because, man, I'm
just
trying to be goofy.
Just tell me why. No. Why would you actually think that he's going to turn into a heel?
Because.
He already is a heel. He's been a heel. He's Kane. He's he's Undertaker's family.
But nah, he's been good. He's been going to counseling and anger management with Daniel Bryan. Dude, he was hugging people.
He started
hugging Daniel Bryan.
They stopped that they graduated.
They were hugging.
Last WrestleMania, they stopped.
Okay.
Last WrestleMania.
Anyways, that's what I think. Isaac is talking junk, trying to make fun of me.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you, you're wrong.
What am I wrong about?
They had counseling, except they ended it before WrestleMania.
So you're saying Kane has still been a heel?
Yeah.
Wrong. I'm going to cut him off. All right, back to the best versus the beast. All right. That is what we're talking about. The best versus the beast. Like I said earlier, CM Punk got beat up. I love to see him limp out there tonight. Showing that he is the best. He got back in that ring and started taking control of that microphone and proved again why he is the best in the world. In my opinion, what do you think?
I can't say anything to that statement.
Okay. You liked what he was talking about when he came out on the mic tonight, didn't you?
Not really.
Of course he doesn't.
The only thing I like
is... Of course he doesn't. Isaac's a heel. He's the heel of the WWE Family Podcast. My 10-year-old son.
The only thing I liked is CM Punk about to fight Chris Axel.
I know. We left
Because he hasn't been around for a long time after his partner got fired.
If anybody out there listening, I know we got listeners. I see the numbers of listeners. Don't be afraid. Call in 920-785-0083. Tell us what happened in the Curtis Axel CM Punk battle, fight, match, if it even happened. Man, get it. We don't know. We were in a car. We came back to the house, and now we're here. So, or on Skype at the WWE family. Hit us up. Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk to us. They just want to listen. And that's fine, too. So I'm going to keep talking junk. All right. I think Curtis Axel is... There's a reason why Curtis Axel did not have a match last night at SummerSlam, even though he is an Intercontinental Champion.
That's the weird part. Not everybody had their match last night.
Exactly. But everybody with a title did, except for him. even in the pre-show, was Dean Ambrose.
What about the Tag Team Champions?
And RVD.
Who did they fight?
Oh, you're right. They didn't fight last night.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Look at him. Look at this boy. He checking me.
That's probably going to be the match after SummerSlam. They're probably going to have it at...
Night of Champions is coming up, and same with Hell in a Cell.
Night of Champions. I think it's Night of Champions next.
I think you're right, too. Night of Champions will be right.
If it is Night of Champions...
Stop playing with that.
Okay. If it is Night of Champions, I think they will have to defend
the title.
Yeah, they're
going
to have to.
Yeah.
So who? Who are they going to fight?
I don't know the millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. The Usos have been winning a lot of matches as well. I want to say, is it millions of dollars? Is this the first match they ever won on Raw? Is it? It might be.
I think it is.
If you disagree or you know the answer, you know the number. 920-785-0083.
You almost forgot your own number.
Yeah, hey, but I caught myself.
Should we know something that I didn't get to say yet is what about the Wyatt family? They're new.
Yeah.
They might want to fight them, so we don't know yet
because they're
too stubborn to even do a match.
Yeah, they just come out there and beat up.
I mean, they're too stubborn to attack the Shield.
See, that's what I think. The Wyatt family, there's three of them. There's three of the Shield. It's easy to put the numbers together and look what's going to happen. Now the Shield might be turning corporate because of what happened tonight. They might be on the side of the McMahons. It was best for business. I did this for your kids and your kids and your kids, and I'm Triple H.
That's my kid.
I know, right? Man, get out of here. Get out of here, Triple H. I thought you were going to be a good guy as a COO. Time to play the COO! Right?
Yeah.
He ain't the game. Yeah. Anyway, it's time to play the suit, the COO. We ain't getting no calls. Everybody was talking to us on Twitter. Let's talk about some twats that we got. Some Twitter reactions that we got.
Twitter tots.
Yeah. Mike B2K14, he was talking to me tonight. He said he sort of liked Orton more as a baby face than a heel. You're right, though. The McMahons need to change things up. What do you think about that conversation?
I kind of agree with that.
You like Orton as a baby face, as a face of the company instead of a heel?
I'd rather have him face the company.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that, because I think he's a pretty good wrestler and I like him.
Yeah.
I just don't want him to turn heel.
Yeah. I almost called him RKO. RKO. I like Randy Orton too.
I like his finisher move. That's pretty cool.
He never really was a baby face, whatever you want to call it. He was never really that all the way good guy like John Cena or even that Daniel Bryan used to be. He always was that Undertaker type feel of a guy. You don't know if he's good or bad. Sometimes he's okay with this guy, but he's okay with this bad guy too. Randy Orton.
Yeah,
he was
always
teetering on the line.
He's more like the Shield. They're right here. No, most like the Brothers of Destruction. One's by the entrance. One's behind you. You don't know where the other one is.
Oh, you're talking about like where they're gonna come out and kick the opponent's butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like by destructions, one would be by the beginning, like by the entrance, one would be behind him.
Mm-hmm. What about last night? I mean, obviously it was all set up. They played
Del Rio and Christian. That was a good match.
Alberto Doritos. Yep. What about him and RVD now?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
RVD attacked him pretty good.
Rob Van Dam! Mr. Monday Night. There we go. Calm the mic down.
You know something that I thought that was pretty stupid on Monday Night Raw?
Tonight? What happened?
Was when Miz had that match and Fandango just comes in and does his finisher move.
Yeah.
Miz was doing his finisher move, so that must have hurt because pushing his head down would have pushed him up. Now it would have pushed him more. That could have broke the other person's leg.
And they're trying to build that fuse up. Excuse you. You're welcome. They're trying to build that feud up between the Miz because they really want to push Miz as a mouthpiece, period.
He was like CM Punk. He kept getting interrupted.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he got interrupted twice. CM Punk just got interrupted, and he just took him down.
Man, what do you think about Daniel Bryan yanking the mic out of Stephanie's hand?
That could have gave him a slap,
yeah,
too.
I wish that was a good move. I like that.
All of that he did could have gave him a slap because how he was acting.
Hey, it was a good Raw tonight, an awesome SummerSlam. Better than last year, in my opinion. Way better than last year. It reminds me a lot of 2011 SummerSlam, which I said last night on the Twitter. Follow us at the WWE Family. Yeah, hey, follow us there. I will be tweeting out and going crazy every SmackDown, every Raw, every pay-per-view. You know we get them. You know we watch them. So this is what we're going to do. I plan on doing a live show after every Raw, after every pay-per-view as well. This is what we're going to try to do. This is the first. I figured, why not kick it in the butt? Let's get it going. Spontaneous-like, and here we are. Nobody called in. Y'all here, but, you know, that's what we do. So don't forget to follow us at the WWE Family. If you see a link for an advertisement under, click it. Help us out. We get a couple of pennies every time you click something. I guarantee there will be no viruses, no X-rated stuff. Guaranteed. No. I guarantee it. No problem. Anything else you want to say, Isaac? No, there ain't no viruses. We are not like that. We go through definitely through a reliable company, and everything you click on is guaranteed not to have any problems. So please support us. You don't have to buy nothing. Just click a link when you see an ad or a sponsored tweet. You will know when you see it. Also, our website, the WWEfamily.com. There we do have other sponsors that you can check out, and if you want to purchase through our banner, you help us out as well. I got a lot of toys about this boy.
No more school clothes.
No more school clothes. Did you hear how zombie-fied he said that? He looked exactly the same way. He was zoning out, no more school clothes.
No, I need more school clothes.
Oh, you need more school clothes?
That's what I was trying to say.
He said no more. I thought you were saying all I want is toys. Forget the school clothes.
No, more school clubs.
Hey, well, we're out of here, man. You guys, thanks for listening to us. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Don't forget, our RSS feed is feeds.feedburner.com/the WWE family. Wait a minute. Let's do that one more time. We're out of here. Yeah.